Blackstone Audio presents Service Dress Blues by Michael Bowen. This story is dedicated to M.E.B., R.N. Disclaimer: Service Dress Blues is a work of fiction. The characters depicted do not exist, and the events described did not take place. They are products of the author's imagination. Conversely, any perception of a resemblance between characters or events in this story and characters and events in the real world will be the product of an overactive imagination on the part of the person doing the perceiving. Chapter 1. Friday, December 5th, 2008. Hell is knowing what you're missing. Gunnery Sergeant, retired Champ Meyer, had heard that from a chaplain somewhere, and he figured the padre was onto something. The constable loitering at the Cloverleaf Motel's registration desk, for example, was missing plenty about the naked guy on the floor. Soon, Meyer would clue him in and make his life hell in the process. Right now, though, Meyer was concentrating on the naked guy himself. Kid, really. 19, if he was that. Pinching the kid's nose shut and pinning his tongue roughly against the back of his front teeth, Meyer locked lips with him for the 8th time. A gale-force lungful of breath, redolent of Jim Beam and Skoll, rushed down the kid's windpipe. Meyer rocked back on his heels and released the nose. He kept the tongue pinned, though. He hadn't liked fishing it back from down the kid's throat, and he didn't want to do it again. That one did it. With a hint of a shudder, the kid started breathing again. The breaths were shallow, and the kid was still out like a boot after a 20-mile night hike. But he was breathing. Meyer released the tongue.